Chapter 22. Captain in name, perhaps, but not in practice. I was too aware of all I had yet to learn for that. Besides, as Zachariah would acknowledge later, the fact that I was the daughter of an officer in the company that owned the Seahawk was no small factor in my formal elevation. It would preserve the niceties. But though I was entered into the log as captain, I wrote it there myself, it was Zachariah who took true command. I insisted, and no one objected. The crew chose their mates, Fisk and Barlow, and assembled themselves into two watches, and managed well enough. Johnson was more than happy to return to the forecastle. "Regarding Captain Jaggery," the log read simply, "at the crew's urging, I wrote that our noble captain had kept his post at the wheel during the hurricane, only to be swept away in the storm's final hour. Mr. Hollybrass was afforded the same heroic death. I have been skeptical of accounts of deceased heroes ever since. Though Fisk and Barlow insisted I move into the captain's quarters, I continued to work watch and watch as before. In between, I wrote furiously in my journal, wishing to set down everything. It was as if, only by reliving the events in my own words, could I believe what had happened. Within 24 hours of Captain Jaggery's death, Morgan threw the line, pulled up a plug of black sand, tasted of it, and announced, 'Block Island.' We would reach Providence, assuming the wind held, in no more than 48 hours. Indeed, 12 hours later, the mainland was sighted, a thin, undulating ribbon of green-gray between sea and sky. There was much rejoicing among the crew about this, and their grand expectations once they were ashore. As for me, I found myself suddenly plunged into instant and to me inexplicable melancholia.
'What ails our Captain Doyle?'
Zachariah asked, using the term he had taken to teasing me with. He'd discovered me up at the forepeak, morosely watching the sea and the coast toward which we were drawing ever closer. I shook my head.
'It's not many, alas,' he reminded me, 'who boards a ship as passenger and eases into port as captain.'